That's what you get for stereotyping. Now, how are you going to be reading Cosmo and other similar magazines, books, and what have you, including true crime novels, and they're going to tell me that I'm bad for touching you and telling you how wonderful that you and your whole body are? Think about it. Now, how are you going to be watching soap operas, romance movies, rated R movies, and reading and listening to romance novels and gossip from your girlfriends about their men and their sex lives, and they're going to tell me that I'm bad for having sensual thoughts and desires for you and only you? My love for you is real, not fantasy, fake, nor fabricated. Now, how are you going to be watching drama, reality TV shows, go to clubs and bars, dance sexually suggestive while also listening to gangster rap and guerrilla poetry that makes a cussing sailor sound like a saint, and they're going to tell me that I'm bad? Oh, now you're ready to say something, but that's what you get for stereotyping. Oh, and that time that you took me along with you and your girls on ladies' night out, the way that your one girlfriend was dancing, bumping, and grinding with that one dude on the dance floor, I thought that I was going to have to go across the street to the furniture store to get a bed and some drapes and then set it all up on their section of the dance floor, because looked like they was getting ready to do something that would have had dude paying child support for 18 years. Yeah, go ahead and say something. Are you kidding? He was up there hollering to her, "You go, girl." But she ain't got no job. She needs to put her resume in at Mobil or Exxon, because the way that she was pumping her hips, she could have pumped oil from an oil well. Now, how are you going to be watching the news or TV and then going to try and tell me that I'm bad or crazy? Baby, you think that most men cheat, and just because they may think about sex, they're automatically a porn follower, perverted, or disrespectful. Now, how are you going to be wearing perfume and makeup along with sexually suggestive clothing, including tight jeans and low-cut blouses, and then going to tell me that I'm bad for wanting to be sensual with you? Let me ask you something. What is this all about? Now, how are you going to be listening to and liking songs such as Let's Get It On and Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye, Give It To Me Baby and Super Freak by Rick James, and Show and Tell by Al Wilson or any other similar songs, and then going to tell me that I'm bad for showing and expressing to you my sensual desires and love for you and only you? Are you really thinking and listening to yourself, I'm bad? Now, how you figure? Now, how are you going to be going to ladies' night out, talking and acting dirty among each other, looking at and talking about other fine men that y'all see, and then going to tell me that I'm bad and perverted? I love you, I respect you, and I've shown it, and I still show it. Plus, I made it clear that you are not only the woman that I love and want to be with, you are my lover, my hooker, my calendar girl, and my exotic magazine centerfold. No disrespect, but maybe you and your girlfriends like trauma and baggage, and birds of a feather flock together, regardless of class or status. Yeah, you're darn right I'm a mama's boy, but I'm good to you, and I've been good to you from the get-go, and I still am. You're in a state of shock for my love, but that's what you get for stereotyping. Yeah, there are men that have cheated and will cheat, but what's any of those men got to do with me? Yeah, women cheat and have cheated, so why are you tripping? The love that you've been accustomed to is drama and instability, not truth, tenderness, stability, and substance, which is what I'm about. So I'm bad? Now how you figure? Ditch the mind games. If you can't handle me and my love, there's the door, you dig? Now, how are you going to tell or insinuate that I'm bad? Your own ball of confusion. That's what you get for stereotyping.